Good morning and welcome to the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Mettendorf, the outdoor show for the whole family. This morning's show is being brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. Phone lines are open now. Call 395-1450. That's 395-1450. It's the WHTC Outdoor Show.
Good morning. Welcome to the Outdoor Show. This edition of the Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland, Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville, Westonbrook Mower, Powderhorn Guns and Archery, and My Firearms ETS. You're listening to the Outdoor Show live right here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown outdoor station. Give us a call with your questions or comments at 395-1450. I'm Tom Mettendorf, and I'm here with Rodney Hurtis and Kenny Shelton.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you guys?
Good.
Good, you?
I'm doing excellent. You guys are probably kind of bummed you're not out there with some kids this morning.
Yeah, actually, I'm just bummed I'm not out there at all.
Well, it's the youth waterfowl hunt this weekend, and Brett's out there with the youth, right?
Yep. Man, I think he's out there at 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And when I say Brett, for the listeners, Brett is a youth that you guys took out.
Yeah.
And now he's taking people out.
Yep.
Yeah, he's like our little brother.
Passing on the heritage.
Yeah.
Try to.
Oh, golly. Well, a couple of weeks ago, Rodney was on the show here, and we told you what had happened to Rodney. And, of course, if you want all the details, you can go back at WHTC.com, pick up our recorded shows under the podcast. But just a little background on what's up with Rodney right now. And many of you have heard Rodney before, and Rodney's been on here, and we talk about ducks and geese, and we've talked about turkey, and we've talked about deer and everything else, and we'll talk about that too. But Rodney had a serious back surgery, one of a
miracle.
detrimental type situation, because if it got any worse, Rodney could have been paralyzed. And so they did the back surgery, and details of the back surgery we talked about before, but Rodney's getting around.
I am getting
He's
around.
Moving.
I had I had my first follow up with a surgeon and Dr. Adam Kramer out of Holland Brain Spine Center there on Wednesday, and he was to say the least, he was lost for words.
Really?
How far I come, asking to get off those heavy meds that it was killing me. You take one and you sleep 3/4 of the day, and it's just
oh really
not my deal, you know that. And I'm getting around with my walker now, and being able to do exercises and the physical therapy, and but I always said to my dad, I'm not one to lay down, I won't give up. So we just keep going ahead. And and it's overwhelming the amount of response, people helping me and my family, because I had no insurance, and the surgery was $140,000.
Yep.
And I just can't thank you guys, you and Kenny, and I can just go on with a list of people that I can't say no more.
That's all right.
It gets me choked up.
There's a lot of people helping out, and there's a lot of people joining in, pitching in, and we're asking people if they are interested in some fun, they can come out and lend a hand. Over at the Chickawa Sportsman's Club this coming Friday night, September 20th.
Starts at 5.
5 o'clock?
Yep, 5 to 10, I believe.
5 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Yep. And Chickawa Sportsman's Club is one that has offered up some assistance in the whole thing.
Yep.
And you'll be able to come out, and we'll have trap shooting and some other activities,
yep. $5 a round on trap. We're going to have a Bing Bag tournament. Some kid stuff inside, some face painting, and like a sucker tree and stuff for some younger kids. And
got to have the face painting.
Oh, yeah.
Waterfowlers, you know.
Yep. Yeah, and then we'll have some, you know, hot dogs and potato salad and, you know, some other good stuff too. And, you know, that's all going to be under donation. And
excellent.
Yep.
And, you know, this will be a chance for people to come out to the Chickawa Sportsman's Club. It's 9279 Audagon Street. That's the south side of Zeeland, east side of Holland. So Audagon being 32nd Avenue, for those of you in Holland and not realizing where Audagon is, if you take 32nd East, it becomes Audagon. And State Street, or 96th Avenue, runs through Zeeland. It's State Street in the city. So south of Zeeland, where 96th and Audagon meet, Chickawa is a half mile to the east on the north-hand side of the road. Maybe you want to come check it out because there's some sight-in days coming in October and November, getting ready for the firearm deer season. So,
yeah, we got some cool stuff to get away. Johnny Van Dam fishes the BASS Elite Series.
Mm-hmm.
He is a professional, and our buddy Kyle Kempkers, they offered up a with a guy that they know from Traverse City. There's a six people. You're going to go out with three different pros and be able to fish for a day for smallmouth, and they're going to put you up in a hotel the night before. And there's a
whole list of things.
there's a two-person salmon charter somebody gave up. There's a deer mount somebody gave up. Kurt Stickney gave up. Cat and Dick Vander West gave up the charter. It's just, please. Come out and just enjoy the fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be outdoorsman activities.
Yeah,
yes.
It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of fellowship there between outdoorsmen and so on and outdoors women. And it's for a great cause, helping out somebody who has helped numerous people, kids in general, getting out to go hunting, adults as well, but. The main thing that Rodney's done for a long time is help out youth get out there and go hunting. That's why I said you guys are kind of disappointed that you couldn't be out there this morning with the youth.
Yeah. You know, it was so cool, Tom, as Kenny and the boys opening day came and got me. And I can't sit in a blind, I can't shoot a gun, whatever, but just let me sit in the truck for 2 days and watch them and whistle at them. There's geese coming in.
You sat in the truck and watched.
I did. Got 200 yards away, man.
Use their eyes.
It was cool, man.
Get back in those blinds. There's geese coming.
But you know what? To see the other side of that when I was sitting there and them guys started shooting at the geese and hearing the shot hit the geese and not normally seeing on that end of it, not calling. And that was just... It was phenomenal, man, and I can't thank them guys enough, you know, just to get out and just sit in the truck. So, yeah, thank you all. And
no problem, man.
Anyhow, the youth waterfowl season is going on right now, and those youth are out there. We heard them shooting this morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
As we were coming inside.
Yep.
And Chris even heard them through the window. He didn't get to see anything, but he heard them.
Duck and cover.
It's always enjoyable when the seasons start up here at the studio, because when we're inside the studio, we always have the window open because we all like it cooler.
Yeah.
And we can always hear the shots begin when the sun comes up. And they're out there waterfowling right now. I hope a lot of them get those waterfowl.
Yep.
Yeah, and you gotta be with the people taking them out, because I tell you what, with the ducks right now, it's really, really hard to judge your females from your males.
Oh, it is?
It'd be one thing for me, you, or Kenny to do it, but to sit there and have the patience to say, all right, boys, the third one back or the second one back, and you got to look at every one and make sure that everybody's shooting that one, because you're only allowed one out of four hens can be a female.
One out of four mallards can be a hen. The outdoor show is brought to you by Western Brook Mower, where they service what they sell. All units are ready to use when they leave the store, and Western Brook submits your warranty information so you don't have to. Stop into the Holland or the Jennison store, check them out on your computer, westernbrookmower.com, or call them at 616-396-5733. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on the Outdoor Show. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, brought to you by My Firearms ETS, where we aim for safety. My Firearms ETS offers education, training, and supply, the best you can find anywhere. Upcoming classes are scheduled. Class sizes are limited. Register early to reserve your spot, 616-218-7328. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. Rodney just got done checking in with Brett.
Yep.
Is he going to call us?
Yeah, he said he was going to call in here. He said they hadn't seen anything yet. They hadn't come out to the field yet, but it might take a minute.
That's okay. They always come.
Patience.
Just
patience.
A matter of when.
Yep.
I can remember sitting for, I don't know, a few hours one day with Joe because we went out to the field, and I don't know how it all works with geese, you know, with waterfowl, but they had changed what they did, and they came in later. We were sitting there waiting, thinking, well, I wonder if they're even going to bother today, you know. And then all of a sudden, here they come. It was pretty sweet. But I've been there, too, with them when nothing came.
Yeah. Been there.
That happens. Yep. That happens.
That's hunting.
That's hunting. If we just went out and whacked them every day, we just call it killing. And then just, it would be cool for a while, but then it'd get old, you know. I mean, you'd get sick of it.
Yeah, definitely. There'd be no challenge to it. There'd be no excitement to it.
Right.
If it was easy.
Right.
You know, the whole fish in the barrel thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Of course, some days I wish the fish were in a barrel so I knew where to be.
Make life a lot easier sometimes.
Oh, most definitely. So, with the waterfowl season going on right now, is the Todd Farm open?
No.
No.
You can't go to the Todd Farm to shoot ducks?
This morning they can, for the youth weekend.
That's what I was wondering, for the youth weekend. Yeah. So for youth weekend, they have it open for that.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, and it's just a first come, first serve.
Yeah.
You know, they're not having a drawing or nothing for
right,
it.
Right, right.
Oh, so when, instead of doing the drawing, like when I've gone with you guys before down the Todd Farm, where we get to the building there and we got to wait for the draw and see where we're at. If you're the first guy there, you get first pick.
Pretty much.
Wow.
But here again, now as a guy bringing them today, the adults can't carry guns down there.
Right, because it's a youth hunt.
But out in the field right now, the adults can have the guns because there's the early goose season still going on.
Oh, so the adults could be getting the early goose, or the goose for the early season.
Right.
And the waterfowl youth is going on right now.
Yep. Right.
Yep.
Nice.
And hopefully ducks or geese.
Okay.
Or both.
The kids can. The adults can only do the
geese. But for kids, it's youth waterfowl, including ducks and geese.
Right. And I hope everybody out there is staying true.
Well, I would hope so too.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's you know that
there's a temptation there.
Exactly. And then and it's not you know, we had adults had already had our fun, so I mean, to me, that's why I like me and Kenny and Kyle and all them guys always like going down to Youth Day at the Todd Farm, because it was just that. It was all about the kids. They had the guns. There was no weapons with the adults. You know, yeah, we did the calling. We set the decoys and everything else, but it was all about them.
Yeah.
You know? And then that...
Oh,
that,
I definitely know.
I think we got that one on tape.
with the kids though too, even though, you know, I always sat with a camera, with my boys, when they were really little and they couldn't hold the guns, they couldn't shoot for the rabbits, they would go kick the brush piles. They became the dogs, and then we'd go rabbit hunting, and they got a real kick out of it. And then when they could carry a BB gun, we let them carry a BB gun, and then they would shoot at the rabbits. Of course, they, you know, if they missed or anything, it's not, or hit them, it wasn't making a difference. We would just follow up their shot and then say, well, I'm pretty sure you hit them, you know.
Yeah.
And they, what it did was a great way to teach them gun safety. And I couldn't, if something did go wrong, I wasn't going to lose my leg or something like
from
a shot. And to do that was awesome. But it was even more awesome when I got to become the dog and watch them shoot.
Right.
I didn't even carry a gun. I carried a camera.
Right.
We have a lot of shots on film, you know, where the boys are hunting and they're doing great and they're excited. And we took my buddy and I would both carry a camera, so we had different angles and stuff, and it was just so sweet to see.
A couple years back, me and Kenny had a You were talking about gun safety. Me and Kenny had a long talk one night, and we had taken some kids out that it was a constant thing. We'd be calling and you know, you got 100 yards yet, and the geese aren't they're in the wheelhouse, they're doing the death glide, they're coming in, everything's working right, or the ducks, and all of a sudden you hear that click. And I can remember a couple times me and Kenny just called everything off and then take the time to explain to the child. You would be out amazed at how much you can do in 3 seconds. But that but that safety needs to stay on until we call the ball.
It's funny you say that.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's how more accidents happen. Because they get all excited, they got the gun up, and they're all, you know, position with the safety off, and they're not watching their fingers or remembering like we do.
Yeah, you don't want something bad to happen.
Exactly.
Keep the safety on until it's that time.
You know, me and Kenny just, and even Kyle, we just sat there one night and just tried to figure out how can we make that stop from happening, other than saying, all right, if it happens again, we're gonna have to call the hunt because we can't be doing that.
Oh, you're saying that they had the safety off?
Yeah, we'd hear them click, I'd hear them, or Kenny'd hear them. He'd look at me. We'd just stop calling. We'd wave the geese off.
You'd hear the click of the safety. I thought you were talking about the click of pulling your trigger and it hits the back and nothing happens.
No. I was talking about the safety.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry, I didn't explain myself.
Well, no, I was jumping to a conclusion because when my sons started rabbit hunting with shotguns, and you don't know how many times they pulled up and tried to squeeze the trigger and said, oh, man, because they forgot to click the safety off.
Yeah.
And so then it became, you know, it's always safety first, right?
Yep.
Then it became a comment to remind them that you got to click that safety off as well as click it on, because I would always say, hey, we see some rabbits in this brush. Remember, safety first.
You know, I had, we hunted with Dwayne Mulder and his son, and we've hunted with him for a lot of years, and his little boy, Matt. Perfect example. We used to... Matt would not shoot with all of us there.
Okay.
You know, he might pull his gun up and just hope that we would think that, you know, he wasn't shooting while there's no shells laying on the ground. We had asked him, you know, why aren't you shooting? And I don't want to miss. He was so worried about missing a goose. And I, you know, and we, all of us, you know, it's like a brotherhood with us. If anybody hunts with us, that's exactly what it is. We are all brothers. We're all family, and that's how we look at it. And, you know, and watching Kenny go up there and saying, at one point in time, man, we all started and missed.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We and, still miss.
Exactly.
You're not supposed to admit it, Kenny.
Yeah. But no, but that's a part of it. I mean, there can't be any time that you are so perfect you never miss, or, you know, and...
Yeah, you can.
You know what?
You can. You can never miss. Just never shoot.
Well, now, when you're shooting with Kenny and Kyle, I'll be right in front with you. You never miss. Because if you're missing, then boys are shooting in your bag. And Kenny is a phenomenal shot. Shot in the Junior Olympics. Kyle went national, you know, with the whole trap thing. And, and that's just, to me, that's, I got a speed wrench and I better get out of my game when I started shooting. So.
Yeah. Anyhow, are you thinking of food plots? The Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville has what you need. They carry over 40 different seeds for your wildlife food plots, plus many pre-mixed, pre-bagged food plot blends like G2, Northern Edge, and Tecomate, just to mention a few. The Farmers Co-op also has a full line of bagged fertilizers, including Triple 12 and 19, 624-24 potash and urea for your food plot growing needs. Check out the Farmers Co-op for minerals and attractants, too. They've got Lucky Buck, BB2, Appalicious, and carrots and beets in season. They've got you covered for all your fall hunting needs. Stop into the Farmers Co-op at 3302 Prospect Street in Hudsonville for a complete list of products and services. Check them out online at fcelevator.com. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on the Outdoor Show. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery for all your arrow-knocking, gun-cocking, fish-hooking, flag-waving, stand-up-and-sing, God Bless America hunting and fishing needs. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back. We're back and ready to answer your questions right here on the Outdoor Show. Tim usually does the whistle, and I just thought I'd fill in for him. We've got Brett on the line. Brett, are you there?
I'm here.
There you are.
Good morning, brother.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing awesome. We're sitting in a nice, warm studio, and we don't have wet feet or anything like that, but we still envy you.
Yeah, I got beat on the wet feet, but I got the beautiful sunrise in my back. So.
Oh, awesome.
Hard to beat that.
Anything happening?
Not yet. We're still waiting on our buds to show up. We figure in about the next half hour or so they should be here. So.
How many little guys you got out there with you this morning, brother?
We got 4 kids with us this morning, so we're hoping to get them some shooting.
Wow. Good deal.
That'll be sweet.
So we got 3 new timers, and then my little brother who's been doing it for me for a few years.
He's shooting in somebody's bag this morning, Brett. I can feel it.
Yeah, more likely.
Yep, I know Blake.
you got them all primed? Are they doing some of their own calling, or are you doing all the calling for them?
I'll be doing most of the calling for them this morning. My little brother's got his calls with them, but...
Is Justin out there, too, with you?
What's that?
Is Justin out there, too, with you?
Yes, he is. We've got Justin, Cassie, Barry, and then 4 kids, so...
Wow.
Good deal. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Did I hear you say a girl's name?
Yes, I did.
Excellent. That's something that doesn't happen all the time, you know, taking the girls out because people just don't think the girls want to do it. But I'll tell you, they like to do this stuff. They like to do stuff with you know, hunting and so on. And
yeah, she loves it, so.
That's awesome.
And that's Justin Headley. You probably know him.
Okay.
He's a phenomenal guy, too. These guys, day in, day out, man. It's like I said, it's like a giant family with all of us, and every time we get the opportunity to take kids out, We always drag Brett's little brother Blake along because we like to pick on him a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I can't
just
imagine that, Rodney.
I can't have a free ride all the time.
Tell you the honest truth, I remember the first time I hunted with Blake up north, me and Kenny and Kyle and Brett, Blake, and we had a little pasture pond we were doing a deal on, and there's a lot of birds there, man. And Kenny, we were going to actually let Blake shoot the first one. And Kenny, me and Kenny were adjusting the decoys and had a suicide single, what we call, come in.
And he came in by himself.
Yeah, he came in by himself.
Oops.
And, yep.
Big mistake.
I got on the call a little bit. And Kenny, I looked over and Kenny had his gun on the back. I says, you drill him. Boom. Dropped him. The next 3 birds that came in, little Blake shot a Michigan neck collar from Lansing, Michigan.
Wow. Not like the leg band,
no.
But a neck collar.
Well, he got a leg band, too, along with that, but he got
a green neck collar.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
How long ago did they quit band or doing neck collars in Michigan?
Was it 2001, right, Brett?
Yes.
2001.
Wow.
2001, that bird was 10 years old when we shot it.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
It was awesome.
That's pretty sweet.
And then we lined them up, and everybody got to punch them in the arm.
What a reward.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, because if he would have missed that bird, the amount of firepower that would have come, except for me, because I had this point, I had the gun up, and I went click. Because I did not put any shells in my gun.
So
a seasoned veteran, right, you know? And then I watched Brett take him out back and beat him till at least a half hour because, you know, we don't shoot very many collars, and that is one of the highest rewards.
Yeah, that's
so.
Like a dual drop time buck, you know.
Yeah.
That's the ticket.
Yep, that's a mecca.
Yeah, he still rubs it in my face to this day.
But I got a neck collar.
And then you punch him in the arm, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Kind of a love thing.
So, what I was wondering is, do all them kids have calls on them at least?
Nope, they don't. Really wish we had time to work on them this morning with a little bit more. We got out here and had to pump everything out in the field. So by the time we got all settled in and stuff like that, it was getting light already. And
I was kind of hoping maybe you guys do a little calling sequence to send us off.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I'm actually away from the group right now just in case the birds come in.
Okay.
Oh, bummer. Here, I was thinking it was going to be like when Ron calls us on the big lake and we're talking, and then we hear, "Fish on!" I thought maybe we hear, "Here they come!"
Right? Some little gunfire in the background.
We're hoping to see some. They were in here last night, so.
All right.
Keeping our fingers crossed.
Good deal.
We'll keep our fingers crossed for you, too.
Maybe we'll swing out there and see you after the show's done, Brett, brother. Thank you for doing this for us.
Shoot straight. Be safe, boys.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks for calling. See ya. That's going to be so fun. That's going to be so fun.
I can't wait.
And I'm going to tell you, I seen this field. Brett brought me out there one night for a night hunt there, goose hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time Justin and Brett got me out of my pickup and put me in Justin's truck, I wasn't walking too well at that point. And
yeah, because you're walking like 0.2 mile an hour right now.
Hey,
or something.
Hey, I'm making speed, baby. And you had to throw that in there.
Well, yeah, those tires were smoking on that walker when you got to the door.
But I just got as fast as the old timers in the home behind my apartment, so I can actually go walking with them and I don't get left behind. Come on, now. But yeah, I kid you not, there was like 500 mailers in that wheat field.
Wow,
it was amazing.
Well, maybe they cleaned it out.
Yeah.
Cleaned out the buffet and said, forget it. We got to go someplace else tomorrow.
Right. they said that last night, Brett said they were tornadoing out there yet.
Really? Yeah. Well, we got a caller on the line. Glenn?
Yeah.
How are you this morning?
Pretty good. You guys are talking about birds, about the turkeys. There's 10 of them along Lakewood Boulevard right across from Roost Avenue.
Right across from where, Glenn?
Roost Avenue.
Roost Avenue. Oh, Lakewood and Roost.
Right. They're right across the road.
Yeah. They walk around there a lot, don't they?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
But they're right off, probably 20 foot off the road.
Oh, man. They're feeding right there next to the road.
Oh, yes.
Is there some area there that people can do their fall turkey hunting right there?
I don't know who owns that empty lot.
There's an empty lot right there.
Right.
Gotcha.
It is legal to hunt them, and I'd use a bow and arrow because it's pretty populated.
Yeah, it might be too close to houses there.
Yep. Right.
So we could send somebody over there to herd them, right? Send them in the right direction?
Oh, yeah.
I ain't never done a turkey drive before.
Yeah.
Well, we could have Rodney do it with his walker.
Try with a horseback.
Yeah, well, we'll send Rodney today, and then tomorrow we'll find him.
Maybe.
Well, thank you very much, Glenn. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
They'll probably be across the road from on Beeline by the church.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they head across the road, right there. I had to stop for them one morning.
Oh, yeah, they cross over right there, and they head where it's over where the old sheep farm was there, and I can't remember the people that owned the sheep farm a kitty quarter from the church.
Right.
Yeah, they head back and forth through there.
10 big toms strutting right across the road.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I thought about hitting them.
Run them down. Well, you don't want to hit them too hard, though, because then you bruise the meat.
Easy hunting.
There you go. Make sure you got a license, though.
Oh, yeah. you don't need them if you hit them with a car.
Yeah, you just got to have that police report.
That's right.
Awesome, Glenn. Appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
That reminds me that fall turkey hunting is coming up, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you have to draw for fall?
I don't think you have to. I think you get over the over the counter. And actually, our DNR, I don't know if you went to that meeting or not.
I did not.
But
there's a lot of changes this year. That's why I'm not positive.
Yeah, right. I'm not up on all the.
But I do know it was, I want to say, like 3 years ago, The Algon DNR were actually asking us to shoot more hens and trying to balance the population because there's so many hens compared to the toms.
And right, in the fall, and hens are
legal in the fall.
In the fall, yep.
And not in the spring because that's when they're doing their whole breeding and hatching and all that stuff. But in the fall, hens are legal.
Yeah.
You don't know how many times I've found coyote sets with a turkey in them.
Yeah.
And you can't get to them to loose them from the traps.
Right.
So you gotta dispatch them, and then you gotta, you know, but you don't want to do that without permission.
Right.
Unless you have a tag for
it. Yep.
Right.
And but you can't, you know, they get them in the coyote sets, they get their foot caught in there, they can't get out.
Yeah. And a lot of times, doesn't that trap actually break the turkey's leg?
Yeah. Well. Yeah. And turkeys will keep flopping until they separate their leg, and it's not a good thing.
Oh. Okay.
But it's not something. I'm not badgering on the coyote trappers.
No, we need them.
If we don't control the coyote population, then
we won't
we
have any turkeys.
But it's, you know, and I've seen two where there's been a set and then coyotes have come to get the turkey.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
So there's, it's back and forth. You know, well, things happen. Bad things happen. And we try to make sure we cover them and make them better.
Sure, exactly.
Sure.
But I know it's fun to watch. One day I was out scouting in the spring with my sons prior to turkey season, looking for turkeys, just trying to find them. We were in Allegan Woods. We were on public property, you know, in the game area. And we were going to go change locations. We were going to go look for some where I knew there were some good roosting trees, and we were going to go look for some scat and so on and see if we could figure out about where they were so at night we could put them to bed, not meaning we're going to call them, but hear them and know where they've been roosting. Just to get familiar. Anyway, we were going down a two track, which most of those what used to be two tracks are now being improved.
Yeah.
I'm shocked at it. Anyway, we were going down that two track, and we came over the crest of a little roll, and there was a little valley between two rolls. We came over, and a turkey walked across the road. The turkey walked across on the face of that incline that we were looking at, and then. As the boys were watching that turkey, I spotted a coyote up on that ridge. He peeked up over to see that turkey. Then he disappeared. Then I saw him a little further down. He peeked up over to see that turkey, and he disappeared. That turkey walked over as he was progressing down the way that the ridge went. He walked over the ridge toward the coyote, and I was like, oh, no, he's going to get him. I want to see this. So the boys and I all, you know, we jumped out of the van, and we started scooting over that way because I wanted to see if he had them. I figured he got them by that time. As we got out of the van, we could hear the wings of the turkey, you know, whoop, 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 whoop.
Yep.
And he was flying away. The coyote didn't get him, but it was pretty neat to watch the whole thing happen, you know, because the boys were pretty small.
Yep.
And they're sitting there watching, oh, wow, because, boys, look, there's a coyote over there.
Yeah, I was actually in a field two springs ago and watched three coyotes going after about 25 turkeys.
Three coyotes and 25 turkeys. We'll talk about it in just a moment.
Okay.
The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland with competitive prices and personalized service to meet all your needs. Repair, storage, winterizing, parts, and more. Call Advantage Marine in Zeeland and ask about the storage option. 616-748-9235 or stop in and see Dave at 8755 Riley Street in Zeeland. That's at the corner of 88th and Riley on the northeast side of Zeeland. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, brought to you by My Firearms ETS, where we aim for safety. 616-218-7328. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. Not much time for phone calls, but that's okay. We'll still take them. We like to.
Yeah.
That's only if you call right now. You can't call later, at 8. Anyhow, with all these different seasons opening up, you know, we got the youth seasons going on right now. We got youth waterfowl today and tomorrow.
Yep.
Next weekend, it doesn't start on Friday night. It's Saturday and Sunday, right?
I believe so.
I believe it's just the 2 days.
Yep. Yeah,
that's 2 days. That's the youth deer.
Yep.
And they can use a combo license during that season, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Their doe tags, whatever.
Okay, and then tomorrow opens all small game.
Yep.
Like, for me, grouse hunting, I love grouse hunting, rabbit hunting, and squirrel hunting, and those all open tomorrow. It's yeah, I'm not going. It's Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, very rarely that I go on Sunday, but
sure.
It's just, it's exciting to me whenever September 15th comes because I love small game.
Right. Yeah. And I know we don't, well, they own Pilgrim's Village in Cadillac, but he's told me that his popple stands are full of grouse this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Steve.
Okay, don't say the last name. You tell that to me later. We don't want people calling him.
But, yeah, he told me that earlier, I don't know, I talked to him last week or something like that.
But we're talking up by Cadillac.
Yeah, like Cadillac, Lake Cadillac, Mitchell up there. And he said that his pop stands are full of grouse this year. He said the best grouse season they think they're ever going to have. Because you said that. And he said that he was really looking forward to the woodcock also.
Yeah, and woodcock starts now and goes till October 15th, I think, right?
I'm not sure. I'm not big on that.
I don't have a guide in front of me. I was going to take it in this morning. I can't remember. But woodcock goes in. It's in the middle there. It's a short season during the migration of the woodcock.
Yeah.
Because the woodcocks do migrate. And that reminds me, when you go out to get your small game license, if you plan to hunt woodcock and they ask you if you hunt migratory birds, you have to say yes.
Yes.
On the survey.
Yep.
You have to do that if you're going to hunt woodcock.
Or waterfowl or anything.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, there's people who think, well, I'm not hunting ducks and geese, so I'm going to just say no. But if you're going to hunt woodcock, you got to say yes because it's a migratory bird.
Sure.
But it doesn't fall under the waterfowl category, so it's you don't have to get the waterfowl licensing. You just have your small game license, and you say yes on the migratory bird survey.
Right. And if I'm not mistaken, I think grouse migrate a little bit. I mean, not over the state, but, I mean, they do go from stand to stand to stand, right?
Or yeah, they move around. They don't stay in one state.
Right, right, exactly.
And that has to do with the food source.
Right.
If the food source starts to deplete, you know, you talk about popple stands. Well, the popple stands provide certain types of food for them in the popple stand. As that popple stand grows, they tend to move out of that and look for a newer one. Usually along where you have either clear cuts or if you find old orchards, you find popple stands near those, you can find them in those areas a lot. If you know in the woods where there's grapes, wild grapes, you know, with the vines and the vines all grow, those are excellent spots. I love to go to those spots because they'll get in there when the grapes hold on in, later into the fall, the ones that still hold on there.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be in there pecking away at them as they drop. You'll get like a bushy area. I'm trying to think of how to describe it, but it'll be the vines will grow kind of intertwined and so on. It'll be like if you typically when you grow grapes, you got your I don't know what it's called, the lattice that goes up that the grape vines grow
through. Sure. Yeah.
So you got a picture. Nobody put a lattice out there in the woods.
Yeah.
So if there's a deadfall and it's in an area with grapes, it'll go over all that deadfall. You know, the vines just wrap around. Well, they'll be inside there. Those are excellent spots to find them, but you got to walk up and stand still. Yeah. Got to make them nervous. You don't make them nervous. They don't go anywhere. Right. They sit there, and you walk right on by them, and then you hear them flush behind you.
Yeah.
You go, son of a gun!
If people want to know, you can go to the Elgin County DNR, and they have maps to show you where those clear cuts are at in the forest. Excuse me.
Well, right now... I should say the last couple of years, those maps are getting outdated because they're the maps that they marked out a few years back. So you still have to do a little bit of homework to find them in Allegan.
Yeah, but still, you know, it takes 10 years for that clear cut to grow up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for the clear cuts to grow, definitely. Yeah. But the types of food that grow in them change in maybe a little faster cycle.
Okay, all right.
And so what we do is we try to look for the ones that used to hold the grouse pretty good because I can guarantee you we didn't clean them out, okay? If you ever tried to shoot a grouse, we didn't clean them out.
That's
tough. But if we look at those areas where the grouse were and we're not seeing them now, it's not far away we'll find the area that has the food source. It's all about the food source.
Yep.
And there's usually a water source close by. And when I say close by, it's not, you know, like right there, and it's not far away, but it's pretty close at the water source.
Right.
I love grouse hunting. Absolutely love it.
Never done much of it.
So oh, man. You'd like it.
Yeah.
You'd like it.
Yeah.
it's some serious snap shooting.
Yeah.
I got a grouse I shot with my bow in Elgin, and he was actually in two different stages. He was in the brown and gray stage. I had him.
Uh-huh.
And my taxidermist actually said to me the point, it's kind of funny, they should be all gray at this point. I was like, okay. I didn't know, but the little guy come walking by and stuck him to the ground.
Never know. And sharp-tailed grouse, there's an area now that we can hunt, if I remember looking at the map correctly. Sharp-tailed, that means they're coming back.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, because sharp-tailed were off-limits for a while. Anyhow, thank you guys for coming in this morning. Appreciate it. And I want to invite everybody to see us next week Friday over at the Chickawa Sportsman's Club, 9279 Audubon Street, Holland, Michigan, 49423, if you want to Google it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us this morning for the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Bettendorf, the outdoor show for the whole family. Today's show has been brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. If you missed today's show or you'd like to hear it again, go online for the podcast at WHTC.com and join us next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. for the WHTC Outdoor Show on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.